Good morning, Mr. Zhang.
Good morning.
I am a reporter from Study Abroad Channel, and I'm here to ask you some question about your opinion about IELTS test.
Sure.
Please have a seat. So, Mr. Zhang, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm good too. Okay, let's into our topic. So, what is the purpose for you taking IELTS test?
Well, as you know, IELTS is one of the most important requirements to enter university in Canada. So, as a student, it's necessary for me to pass IELTS test.
Okay, I know that you are a English learner and your English is not bad. So how do you feel have two or more languages?
Well, it's very awesome to master two languages. Actually, I don't speak English very much, but as an English learner, I find learning English is very pleasing, and it's very convenient for you if you master English wherever you travel to another countries, you can easily communicate with others. And to learn another English is also a good way to understand another culture. That's it.
Then let's talk about the difference between Chinese and English.
I think Chinese and English are both very beautiful language, but they also differ in many respects, such as their grammar, origination, and expression are all different.
Okay, you are a promised student in China. Why did you come all the way here study in Canada?
Well, the main reason is my intention is to study computer science and work in IT field in the future, but it's not accessible for me to study computer science in China, so I went to Canada. I also regard it as a great opportunity for me to broaden my horizons and appreciate the beauty of the world.
Please tell me one of the biggest challenges for you in the process of preparing IELTS test.
Let me see. Probably is speaking. You know, I am always too shy to speak, and it's very difficult for me to overcome my shyness. So I think speaking is the biggest challenge that I faced.
How have you conquered it?
I try to overcome my disadvantage by many methods. First is to learn English. I studied words and expressions as much as many as possible. And second, I try to overcome my shyness and become a more outstanding person. The third method is to catch every chance to talk with native speakers to improve my speaking skills.
What are the advantages of you in this test?
The main advantage might be the skill I have to take test. You know, I come from China and I am experienced to do the test. First, my psychological quality is good. So when doing the test, I won't be too afraid or too
stressed.
Yeah. And the second, I also have come out of many skills to do specific question like multiple choice. This is trained in China.
What are the disadvantages of you in this test?
The biggest disadvantage of me is that I am new to Canada, so, and I haven't prepared IELTS test in China, so I'm not familiar with the IELTS test. I haven't take out test even for one time. So the main disadvantage, I think, might be I'm unexperienced.
Then, what is your daily plan in order to get a high mark?
There are basically two sections. One is to learn and another is to practice. On the one hand, I recite words and read books every day to improve my English. And on the other hand, I do a lot of exercise. I to practice. That is how I prepare for the test.
If you were the organizer of IELTS, what is the thing that makes you want to change most?
Well, if I was the organizer of IELTS test, the thing that I want to change might be reduce the cost, because people who take out cost are mainly students and they might not afford this such a high cost.